In this video, I'm going to show you how to make this mom charm, and you'll need about 51 rubber bands in total. The first should take about 18, 17, and 16 rubber bands. So let's get started. First, we're going to make the extension for the M because it all won't fit. So taking a single rubber band, twist, you're going to double it, and we'll come down four times on both sides, single, double. Four times on either side, single, double, single, twist, double. That's four, two, three, four. And cap the end peg, looping it three times to create four loops. And repeat on the other side. And now we're going to go under, grab the bottom two bands, and looping it up and onto itself, creating teardrops as you go. And repeat on the other side. Again, this is the bottom of your M. If there's any tension, make sure you don't over-pull. It'll break your rubber band. So once you've done this, go ahead and take the bottom part of your M off and leave the top, and we'll leave it on our hook to add it to our M later. So get it on your hook, push it up, and we'll add it to our M later. And now let's start at the top of our M, taking a single, twist, double on the right side from the first to the second, and we'll come down six times on the right side from the top of our loom, three, four, five, six. And now we're switching to the O color, single, double, coming up once diagonally like that, single, twist, double, coming down, and single, twist, double, coming diagonally. So you should have a zigzag for the top of your O. And now we'll take our M color, and we'll go back up our loom from where our O connects. So we're taking a single, double, and coming up the left side of our loom six times. Single, double. That's my fourth, fifth, sixth. Now this is a little tricky. You want to push the right side rubber bands all the way down, and we want to go across. Single, twist, double, coming from the first left to the center second. Single, twist, double, and coming to the right second. And we're going to cap the right second. We're working in layers here. So we have this rubber band we just looped over. We're going to cap the second right peg there. Loop it three times to create four loops, like that. And now what you want to do is just go under the cap band, grab the top two diagonal rubber bands we just looped over, and looping it onto itself. Don't grab the bottom two. So grab that diagonal rubber band, you should see a teardrop, and loop it onto itself, creating teardrops. So that's our M. And now we want to take that off the loom, and let's attach it to the top of our peg right now to hold. That's the one side of our M. And now let's do the other side. We're going to take a single, twist, double. Coming from the right first to the right second. And we're going to attach to the left second here. Push the rubber bands down. We're working in layers. Single, twist, double. Coming from the center second to the left second. And again, we want to push the bottom two down. We don't want to loop it. Now we're going to attach this rubber band here we took off and attaching it down onto the left second rubber band. Now that acts as a cap band, so we're going to go under it, grab the top two, the diagonal we just looped from the center to the second left. So we're going under the cap band, grab the top two, looping it onto itself, creating teardrops. And now we're going to take that cap band off the loom, and we're just going to leave it. So that's the center of our top M. And now let's continue down our O, taking a single, twist, double, and we'll come down five times on both sides. Two, three, four, five. Repeat on the other side. Single, double, one, two, three, four, five. So that's what you should have. And now we are going to create the bottom of our O, taking a single, twist, double. We'll come up from the left to the right, left to the center, single, twist, double. Come down, single, twist, double. And we created that exact zigzag for our O. And now let's create the M. Single, twist, double. Coming down once, like that. And we want to push our O down. And here, like the top, we're going to create the center of our M. Take a single, twist, double. We're coming diagonally. Single, twist, double. Coming diagonally across. And here, the separate color for the M is red. So I'm taking a single and looping the center peg, the side peg there, where we loop the diagonal and looping it off, making a cap band and looping it off three times to create four loops. And now this is the center of the M, so we're going to go under the cap band, grab the bottom, the two bands, and looping it onto itself. And here we only want to grab the top two red, the top of the M, and looping it onto itself. And now we're going to take it off the loom. That's the center of our M, the bottom M. So I'm keeping like that. And now I'm doing the right side of the M, taking a single, twist, double, coming down once. That's the start of our M. And again, this side, I'm creating the center for my right, single, double, and then coming diagonally. Again, we're kind of working in layers, but different colors so you can tell. So on the right side, that's what you have, a single, twist, double, down, and then we came in with two singles. Single, double from the left to the center bottom, and then another one from the center to the left bottom. And now what you want to do is go in the cap band for the center of the right M and connect it to the very bottom here of our left. And we're going to go under that cap band grab the top two band that is the diagonal and looping it right onto itself. Again, only grab the top two bands, which is the color of the M. Mine is red, and looping it onto itself. And now I have the center of my M like that, and my O is separate. My O color is separate, and I have not looped it. And now I'm going to add the bottom of my M onto my loom. So there should be two of them and four rubber bands on each. You're going to add it to the bottom of my loom. Like so. So there's the bottom of my M. And now let's go under the cap band. Grab the bottom two bands and looping it up and onto itself, and repeat on the other side. Now we are going to go in the right side. Make sure you follow the way I'm looping. Go on the right side, the second peg from the bottom, grab the top two rubber bands and looping the O right onto the center peg. And the center M color, the red one, shouldn't be connected. It should be just resting against the center first peg like that. So we just looped this bottom of the O from the right to the center and reach all the way under. Grab the bottom two bands and I'm looping the O right onto itself, grabbing the center peg and looping it to the left. And now I'm looping up the left side of my O, go all the way under, grab the bottom two bands, and very carefully, don't force your rubber band. I'm looping it up to where my M starts, or my top M, and I'm going to stop there. Let's repeat on the other side, go in the O, grab the bottom two bands and looping it right onto itself. And stop where the M begins. And now we're going to loop backwards from the top of our loom. So before we loop our O, we're going to loop backwards from here. So we're starting on the left top most peg on a loom, and make sure you follow my looping. Go in the left top first peg, grab the bottom two bands, and we're going to loop down towards, we're looping where the arrow is pointing, so it's a little backwards. We're reaching in, grabbing the bottom two bands, and looping it downwards where the arrow is pointing. So we're going to keep doing that all the way to where our O begins. So reach in, grab the bottom two bands, looping it onto itself, and just keep continuing. You can't see, pull it down. Looping it onto itself. And the last of my M on the left side. And you should have that. And now you're going to reach in where the O starts on the left side, all the way under, grabbing the bottom two bands, and very carefully looping it to the center. Reach in, grab the center, grab the bottom two bands, and looping it up to the center, and then from the center to the right for our O. And that completes our O. And now we're going to go up the right side of our M, reaching in where the O and the M meets, grab the bottom two bands and looping it onto itself. And you should see that your rubber band, the teardrop, is catching all these O rubber bands. And now just continue up. I did it this way so that way we have only one slip knot rubber band, which will be tied off right here on the right side of our M. So take your single slip knot rubber band and tie your M off. And now let's take our mom charm off the loom. So here's our mom charm, and the top M won't be, if it's already in shape, great. If it's not, then you want to tug the outside bands to make it curve in and repeat on both sides. So that way, and pull down the center band, the center slip knot rubber band, and it should come in down for you to create the top M like that. There's this slip knot rubber band in the center. So there's your M and the center O. It's still kind of zigzag, so what you want to do is reach in on the outside under the M and pull it on either side to straighten it out, because I wanted to have three rubber bands to expand our M a little bit. Same thing on the bottom. Reach in to make our O straight. And for our bottom M, again, it's not going to come out perfect. If it's twisted like that, sticking out, you want to pull the outside of the rubber band. It'll quickly adjust for you to pull in. So if it's sticking out and it does not come off perfect, you can always pull the outside of them and it'll come in for you. So there's your MOM charm. I hope you like it. Thanks for watching.